Welcome back. Episode 2 of the Avery Selection Show. I'm Trey. This is obviously Bobby right here. And
what it do?
I think we did okay last week. We both had winning records. His record was a little bit better than mine last week. But hey, I never claimed to be a professional at doing this.
Like I say all the time, we're just two guys with opinions.
Two guys with opinions. Two guys with different opinions. But hey, that's how the whole world works. Got a little bit of stuff to talk to about today. Nothing crazy. Maybe something a little bit funny, but it'll be all right, I think. Like I said, I'm Trey. That's Bobby. Dad, you doing okay today? Feeling all right?
Man, I can't complain at all, man.
You know, another day in the world. One of the first things I want to do, talk to Dad about it. I want to send some shout-outs and prayers, especially out to Spring Garden. If you haven't heard, this week they lost a graduate and a student. It was her and her sister. I believe the older sister was coming to pick her sister up from school, and sadly they were in a car wreck and both lost their lives. So I want to send a special shout out, some prayers to their family, that school, and shout out to those players that played a Thursday night game they played and played, got on the bus and heard about it on the way to the game. So special shout out to them. And Dad, you can say what you need to say too.
Hey, just my heart goes out to everybody in that community. It's a close-knit community. I've been out there a few times to call ball, and I always enjoy going out there. So I know that community is hurting, and we're praying for them.
Very, very much so. And they got a lot of fight out in Spring Garden. No matter what it is, they fight through everything, so don't have too many worries about them. Next thing I want to talk about off the top of rip, Dad brought it to my attention too. He talks about it every year, but I just slipped my mind last week. Gadsden City is my home, his home. That's where our heart's at. And he wants to give a special shout out to all those guys playing college ball. And then we got one, my old teammate, playing in the NFL. So, Dad, if you want to run off that list, go ahead.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we definitely proud of all our Gadsden City alumni and your teammate, especially one of those, Darnell Mooney, number one with the Atlanta Falcons. So, if you get a chance to go to a Falcons game, go pull for Mooney. And then, of course, you know, we got Junior, Dre Kirkpatrick Jr., playing at the Capstone, the University of Alabama. I'm cheering for Drake, man. I think he's going to be better than his daddy. Sorry, Big Drake. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I'm going to go back to Dad's camera, but I don't know about all that.
Hey, you got to hype up. I always got to hype up the young man, you know what I mean?
For sure.
We also got Daniel Sparks. If y'all know the Sparks family, you know, they got the orthopedics in here in Gadsden, but Daniel Sparks is the punter up at Virginia. So if you get a chance to check Virginia out, you know, look for Daniel Sparks. He's a 6'6 punter. You know, you can't miss him.
Can't miss a 6'6 punter.
Oh, yeah. He got a foot on him, too. You know what I mean? Also, if you go down to Jack State, if you're close by, we got Jackson V.
Go Cox.
Playing D-line down. Yeah. You're alone now. You're alone now. Hey, Jackson V's down there representing, man. That was one of my favorite young men. You know what I mean?
If I'm not mistaken, he was one of their weight room heroes through the summer too. That man's doing some big things in the weight room. He's not the hugest guy, but man, he makes a statement when he's on the field.
I'm telling you now, if he was 6'3", 6'4", man, he would have went anywhere in the country. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Rod Orr got a chance to come back home. He's at UAB now playing tackle for the Blazers. So we're gonna look forward for Rod doing the good things, except when they play. You see this right here? I can't pull for you then, Rod. I'm sorry, man. I can't pull. Hey, then we had two young men that played this weekend.
Yeah, they both played last night. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about college. Fresno State played.
Yeah, last night. Fresno.
They played. Yeah. Jakari Embry's out there at Fresno playing corner. He's holding a down starting position. He's doing good. And CJ Miller playing with Mercer. They played this weekend. To open up the season, playing running back down there. Then, you know, we got the smart kid, Aaron Richards. He's playing at Princeton, you know, which is big, man. That's big. Anytime you're an academic guy and get a chance to play at the second level.
Shout out to that, brother. You got it. Second level with Ivy League, and you get to play football there. Different breed.
You're going to be successful, man. 100%. And then, you know, we got Coach's son still playing too now, Kamari Smith. Shout out to Cuz, man. Cuz over at Berry College doing big things, man, playing wide receiver over there. Hey, he's one of their key parts to the offense over there. So, Coach Smith's son, man. Yeah, if you get a chance to go to Barry, go check him out. And then we got Samuel Horton. Samuel Horton's at Central Arkansas, man. playing DN over there, doing big things, holding it down, representing for the 205. He's getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Then we got Nemo Washington. He playing cornerback. You know, he's up at Catawba. I think that's how you say it.
Is it Catawba? Is it Catawba? Catawba? Something like that.
Catawba, Catawba, you know.
Something. He's playing at the next level. Shout out to you. Don't matter where you at.
He get a chance to extend his playing career. So that's all that matters to me. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Then we got Elijah Dunn down in West Alabama. Playing D-line down there. One of my favorite players, too. He's going to do the big things. And then another guy, Elijah Taylor, playing outside linebacker up at East Tennessee State. Elijah's very active guy, man. And I think the coaches up there love him. So I expect him to do big things, you know what I mean? We got Jarrell Bratcher. Now, Jarrell Bratcher went down to a JUCO this year because he's probably a D1 guy, you know what I'm saying? So he wanted to go to JUCO and just open his recruiting back up. So he's at Trinity Valley Community College. Is in, I forgot what state it's in.
We can do the research.
But anyway.
I'll pop it up.
Yeah, you pop it up. But he's at Trinity Valley Community College. They've also played their first game. I think he had a pretty good game and all that. Then we got two guys up at Murray State, you know, Stephen Jones. Stephen Jones playing cornerback. You know, he transferred from Georgia Tech.
I was just about to come back in the screen. He was, like I said, at Georgia Tech first. Now he's, get your play time, my man. Get your play time.
Oh, man. Steve's going to be a big-time corner, man.
He's a big corner, too, isn't he not?
He's 6'2". You know, what the pros look for, I think it's clicking with him now. So I look for him to do big things at Murray State. And then we also got Alex Swafford playing receiver up there. You know, they didn't – when Alex went, they didn't expect him to contribute or anything until later on. They was going to try to count on him from January, you know. But, hey, he went up there, surprised him. I think he's already moved up to third on the depth chart there as a true freshman. You know what I'm saying?
That's big.
And then two of my favorite running backs who I'm going to talk about right now, you know, T.J. Wordy. Our guy for the last 3 years, man. He's up at Chattanooga. He's at Chattanooga, and all I'm hearing is good things out of him.
If you're not familiar with T.J. Worthy, you need to get familiar with T.J. Worthy. That's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Yeah, I'm pulling for T.J. I can't pull for him Saturday, though, you know, because... Chattanooga takes on.
I'm sorry, guys. This is the most biased journalist in the game. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it.
Hey, man. I don't care. When it comes to Gas City, Memphis, I do not care. You know what I'm saying? Even my boys, I don't care, boy. If you was playing for Chattanooga State, if you went to Memphis, I'd cheer against you.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Anyways, get back to what you got to do, man.
Hey, man, I'm just kidding, man. You know,
no, you're not. No, you're not. You and I.
No, but you first, man. But, you know, that's how we do it. And then my guy, Jamontez Woods, man, he's getting his final shot. He's going to be down at Valdosta State this year. And that man there is just a dog. I look for him to turn Valdosta State out, man. So, you know, that's the guys we got that's playing on the next level.
Shout out. There's a lot of year. Dad had the list. He does it every year over on his Facebook. He makes sure to check everybody, make sure he gets everybody. If he misses somebody, you know, let us know. But I think that's the accurate list of everybody. And like I said, I want to give a big shout out to Darnell. It's my teammate. You can see me in the high school's highlights on some of them on them slow screens. You can see my big behind blocking for him. So that's my claim to fame with Darnell Moody. But great list of guys, man. Gadsden City, every year it seems since the school came to fruition, there's been at minimum three guys go to the next level. There's even been some signings. Gadsden City's had 12 or more go to the next level. So these guys are getting their education. They're getting to play football. Hey, and I'm not going to have any debts out of college.
I can tell you a little fact, too, that you might not know. A lot of schools, they be doing good. They had, in the history of the school, 15, 20 guys to play at the next level. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They just
– I know a school, I ain't going to call the name, but they've only had one in the history of the school to play college football, you know what I mean?
And we've got
Gadsden City
bunched.
You don't even know how many it is, do you?
No, not even. I don't even know off the top of my head.
I think the last number is 107.
And that's from 2007? I guess 2008?
No, 2006, first season.
2006, so yeah, what's that? Wow, that's almost 20 years. Woo. Yeah. 100 players in 20 years, that's crazy.
In the last 18 seasons, it's been 107.
Like, that's crazy. That's unheard of.
It's unheard of, man. But, you know, like I tell anybody all the time, you know, if you want to play good football, good competition, and have a chance to go into the next level, guys, city where you want to be.
But, and it's the fact that it's a big school and you can – it's easy access. It's right off the interstate, especially if you're just a fan wanting to go watch a game on a Friday night and you're around Gadsden and there's smaller schools, of course. But if you want to see a big-time game, you can go off the interstate and see one of the best games in the town.
Oh, definitely.
Some of the headlines going into week one, or you can say week two, however you want to look at it. This doesn't really have anything to do with high school or college ball, not even pro ball, but we've got what it's called 37U football. And my question is to you, Dad, how old is too old to be in this football league?
If you ain't getting paid, if you're not playing high school, college, or NFL, or some kind of professional league, you're too old to play.
Because there's I think I said it to you, there's a big thing, I don't know if you guys have seen it, a 60-year-old joined the league, and in his first game, he immediately tore his ACL. What's the purpose of playing this game?
Hey, God has a way of showing you shit out. Hey, man, look, when I first moved back to Gadsden from Memphis, man, they tried to get me to play semi-pro ball.
And look, there's and nothing wrong with it, but it's, there's a deadline.
It's a deadline, but hey, I was 24 years old then, and I still wouldn't play. You know what I'm saying? I used to play in front of 80,000 people. Why would I go play semi-pro ball in front of 24 people?
And not get paid.
And not get paid.
I gotta pay to play this.
You gotta pay to play.
I know you seen some of the drip these boys would have.
Oh my God. It's funny. Now, I ain't gonna knock nobody to play. I understand. I get it. You wanna play as long as you can, living out your dream. Look, hey, I live my dream, man.
Is this more do you think it's more of a hobby, or do you think it's more of them trying to relive the glory days?
What? My opinion?
Yeah, your opinion, yeah.
Football's a hobby for me. I ain't got to play. They trying to relive the glory years, man. Want to show everybody how good they were. All right? It ain't me.
Because there's definitely different avenues, especially if you're a bit older. You get into that 25 to 30 range, maybe even 30 to 35. There's arena leagues and there's, you know, overseas leagues. Yeah. Yeah, there's different avenues. But these guys different avenues?
No, I'm saying, you said arena leagues and all that. Guess what them people do?
They get paid. they get paid. But it's just...
I am not paying to play football and get myself hurt.
I think that's what bothers me the most about it, is these guys, they're doing it and not getting paid for it. Now, if you was getting paid for this, and y'all, like... Because content creation is very, very huge. You know, that's the thing. If it was a content creation league... And these guys are all getting paid for the content they're doing. Cool. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. But y'all just doing it and then getting hyped on the sidelines, crying about it and, you know, getting that excited. I'm all for competition, but.
I done seen games where they were smoking cigarettes on the sidelines. Nick Saban would never.
I mean, that's why we got mad in an NCAA. If we want to get competitive.
You want to be competitive? Play Madden and create a player.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's give a creative league and franchise of just creative players. But come on, some of you guys, man, you get this 37U stuff, man. Y'all gotta no. And then I didn't send it to you. I seen a video of a young lady making a content, a day in the life of being a 37U wife.
She's bless her.
And she was a very, very beautiful woman, but it was just. Hey,
I'm going to tell you right now, my wife wouldn't do it.
She would leave you. What do you mean?
My wife wouldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness, man. It's just. Oh.
And then make videos about it. She definitely would.
She said, this is my day in the life as a 37U wife, man. And her husband, man, he was an old lineman. Shout out to him for the old line. But man, it's just these guys, man, they draws out, they sagging in the pants because the pants are too small. The cleats, like, man, the drip is ridiculous.
Bless him. But hey, if you play 30, if you play 37, you much love, bro.
Nah, you ain't getting no love from me, dog. You need to hang that up. Like I said, there's guys getting paid to play arena, overseas, Canadian football, all this type of stuff. And like I said, if this was content creation strictly, and they were doing like content creation, it's a whole league thing, and everybody's getting a little piece of the pie, cool, because that's hilarious content. I think they should do it that way. I want my percentages for that idea. But just doing it for the love of the game, bro, I don't love the game that much no more.
Oh, I love the game, but you couldn't pay. They couldn't pay me to play in that league.
That's, oh my goodness. On the next headline, on to, I guess, more serious topic. Not really that serious. It's still football. But Columbia High School up in the Huntsville area, they have the nation's longest losing streak. I know that not a lot of happy things to think about, but they have the nation's longest losing streak. They lost last Friday, so it continues. It's at 92 games. They've got, I believe, Gatorade is sponsoring a YouTube series, and I think Gatorade and NFL are sponsoring a YouTube series to follow them throughout the season. Because Sammy Coates, dad, you know, Auburn legend, NFL guy, former NFL guy, he's the head coach now. So what do you think? You think Sammy, he's leading the team. Do you think he could turn this around? Is he the one to do it? Because they're getting a lot of attention now. But 92 games, it's hard to get guys to buy into a system that's got the longest losing streak in the nation.
Hey, man, I say go for 100. Might as well do it right, you know what I mean? No, all seriously, I don't know. I think Sammy can turn it around, man. They sound like Friday they was competitive for a half at least, you know what I'm saying?
I think it was, when I was keeping up with it. I think you said a half it was a game.
Oh, man. Look, I watched the film on a couple of years ago, and Hartsell was up 35, nothing. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. So if they competed for a half, he's already changed it.
And I do think there's a couple of games, which people can call this running from competition, whatever they want to call it. But there was a couple of games I heard maybe through the grapevine that they dropped because they knew they had no chance of winning. So they went ahead for the season. Hey, let's drop this and schedule a smaller school or something.
Oh, yeah.
Me personally, I think that's smart because, like I said, it's hard to get guys to buy into this system. Coach, we done lost 90 games. We have it, but, you know, the guy, 92 games in a row. So I don't really see that as running from the competition, but I could see where people might say that, I guess, that they're running from.
Some of them guys was in kindergarten the last time they won a game.
Because that's 9 seasons?
Yeah, that was 2015, I think.
Was I still in high school?
Yeah, you was in high school. I think your senior year, maybe. No, 2015 when they won. Yeah, your senior year was the last time they won a game.
So, because you were a coach, what do you do to try to change this? Because you got to have the athletes, obviously. But
and I'm gonna tell you this, and this might sound funny. Columbia got athletes. They got athletes. If you was to see them warm up and watch the guys take the field or whatever, you would never know that they haven't won a game in 92 games. You know what I mean?
So what do you do?
It starts in the offseason. And them guys, it's no offseason. And they got to be one of those people that's no offseason. They got to get in the weight room. They got to run. They got to add some nutrition. They got to do all that to change their mindset and change their bodies to compete for a full game. Obviously, they can compete for a quarter or so, but it's a mindset that got to be changed for them to compete the whole game.
I think Sammy Coates could do that. I think this might be the guy.
I think Sammy could do it. You know, I'm cheering for him. I'm cheering for him.
On the flips, this is me probably being the journalist, the negative side of it. Do you think he could be using this as a publicity thing? Like, hey, I might turn if he does successfully turn this program around, that gives him the best publicity ever.
Well, you know, I don't know people's agendas, but hey, if it is, I don't know, but if he, like you said, if he went 2 games, hey, he gonna be the man. He gonna be the man.
Cause like like you said, we don't know people's, you know, what their agenda is with anything in anything in life. But to me, I could see that side of it too. This guy is like, he's like, look at me, I've turned this program around. Now I can do anything I want to do.
Right.
Or does he have a good heart and like, you know, I see these kids struggling, I want to be the change for these kids, you know?
Right.
We hope it's that. We hope it's that, but.
We hope it's that, but you never know. You never know. But hey, Columbia, I'm pulling for you.
Hey, y'all win two games. I'm going to send a statue myself. All right. Every week throughout the show is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Dad some questions. Sometimes I'm going to tell them the questions I'm going to ask him. Sometimes I'm not. This week, obviously, I didn't tell them what the questions are. They're not nothing crazy. It's, you know, basic questions. But it's just some questions about football in general, maybe even life questions here and there. So my first question for you, Dad, today is we just seen week zero, week one. How long does it take after a week one loss to get your players back in the right mindset?
Week two. You know what I mean? Hey, the general rule of football, you make your biggest jump between your first and second game. You know what I mean? Win, lose, or draw, you know? Especially after a loss. You know, you kind of got the guys' attention. You know, you've been preaching to them all summer, this and that. Then you go out and compete the first game and lose. Now you kind of got the guys' attention. They pay attention to fam a little bit more, trying to correct what went wrong. And they hungered them for a win. So I believe between the first game and the second game, you make your biggest jump. But definitely by week four, 3 to 4, you should be clicking a little bit. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for some big differences this week.
So, like, after the loss, do you think it's easier for the players to lock in after a close – we saw some very close losses this week, or if they get blown out, which one do you think is easier to get them to lock in from?
It just depends on the kids. I've seen it happen both ways. Close loss, they just, hey, what can we do to get better? You know, a big loss, be like, woo, we got to get better. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to get beat down every week. I mean, losing by 50 points every week, that ain't going to happen.
And most football players are true competitors. You know, that competitive spirit in you is not, hey, like, that can't happen again. Like, I got to get better. Right. So then the flip side of that is, how do you get players to not buy in to their own press or think they're world beaters after a week one win? They went through the summer. They're like, oh, we just won. Now we think we're the best in the world. So what is it that you do to make them – Now they actually got to lock in and remember it was just one game.
Well, you know, depending on the coach, you know, I had a way of humbling our guys. You know what I mean? You can be reading the press and think you all that when we know better. You know what I mean? And I feel for the guys today because, you know, you got social media, you got everything, and everybody can sing your praises if you win. And then everybody cannot sing your praises when you lose, you know? And it can work both ways, but coaches have a way of humbling. You got to know your guys and what pushes their buttons and what turns them on and what turns them off. So coaches kind of got a way of humbling those guys, man.
And like you said, especially with social media things these days, TikTok is very, very dangerous when it comes to this. Because these guys, say, take big hits, for example. I've seen on my TikTok local schools, not even the big, it's been local schools. I've seen a guy get hit sticking his shoe went one way.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, as some of these guys, I feel like that could hurt their confidence just a little bit. Like, man, you know, we just had this rough game. It was a tough fought game. And then my worst moment of the game is now it's got a million likes on somebody's page.
Right. So that's why I said, I feel bad for the kids nowadays. Like you said, you know, when I played, somebody can knock your helmet over the fence, and if you weren't at the game, you didn't see it. You know what I mean?
Now,
because the way we watched film was on a black and white reel to reel, like the movie theater. It wasn't no rewind and go right through it, so it wasn't none of that put on the internet. There was no internet. You know what I mean?
But now, as soon as they get in the locker room, it's on their TikTok feed.
Oh no. It was on their TikTok feed 2 plays later. Somebody sitting in the bleachers already done posted it by the time the next play started.
And then there's a trend. It's my friends were getting on my nerves last night. We was playing the game. And it was like, did I lose you? And it's a guy shaking somebody. And it's like in slow motion and stuff. So it's just the fact that they can see themselves on this guy's TikTok getting shaken. All the girls at school seen it. The girls across the town seen it. Somebody, mama done sent it to them. So if you were coaching now, because it's like I said, it's a very different age, especially even me from 10 years ago. It's a lot different age now with the way the social media and stuff is. what do you think you could say to the guys? Because it could possibly happen. What do you say if your guy comes into you on Sunday film or Monday morning, like, hey, coach, look, man, I got 10 million views of me getting knocked out. What could you possibly say to him?
You know me being a smart, elite coach, I was. I tell him he got to keep his head on a swivel so you don't get knocked out. No.
No, because out of what I see, man, I'm talking about the running back was look good. And, dude, I'm talking about black. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then there was another TikTok I seen. One guy, running back, put one dude in the dirt, broke another tackle. One dude tried to tackle him. The corner tried to tackle him, and his shoe came off. How do you tackle somebody and your shoe comes off?
Hey, it happens. It happened a lot back in the days, but you know what? There's no evidence.
Like, it's just, I feel bad for these guys these days. Like you said, I gave them credit and said when they got in the locker room, it's there. Two plays later in the stands from that view is already right. There.
It's already there.
Hey, young fellas, y'all got it a lot worse than I did. Sorry.
Hey, they got it a lot worse, but they also have it a lot better, too. Man, you know what I mean?
Man, every single team got everybody got a flex helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, we wanted to get the speed helmets and everything. All our helmets are illegal. Like, what?
Yeah.
Every helmet that we had in the locker room, that was 10 years ago. I'm not that old. I was in high school 10 years ago. All the helmets we used are now illegal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why? And now everybody got a speed flex. Even the chicken finger eaters, they got speed flexes.
Correct.
Like, you had to be good to get drip. That's how we felt. We wanted to be drippy. I can't get drippy in a bucket.
Hey, the pregame Millers get them now. You know what I'm saying?
Even your chicken finger eaters, they drippy in a flex and just eating chicken fingers and being a hitting dummy.
Hey, modern times. What can be an old boy?
And hey, if you get offended by me saying chicken finger eater, I'm sorry. Oh, well, get better. That's just how it is. But, man, that's one thing that made me mad. I was watching the TikToks, man. The kids, they were like, another trend. They were like, man, I got a bucket. And it was a speed flex. I'm like, how on earth is that a bucket? But then they got the new one that looked like a Power Ranger. Or the Axiom helmet or whatever. I'm just like, I don't. These kids, like you said, they got it worse. But then they got it better.
They got it better. Also, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Because all the nutrition stuff they got now, the new weight rooms and stuff, everybody got an infield practice facility now all of a sudden. Like, we was practicing outside in a lightning storm.
No. It started lightning when I was in high school one time and the whole team left. Coaches were still running. We just took off running.
Because we was practicing, I think it was either probably junior, senior year. And, you know, everybody knows old bracket. If you went to school with me, your dad knows old bracket. We were sitting there talking like, hey, coach, it's lightning back there. He said, he got a dip in his mouth. Hey, man, it's back there. We'll be all right. As soon as he said, we'll be all right. You remember the period clock we had that sat in the stands? Yeah. A lightning strike hit the period clock. And all you see is brothers running to the field. You just hear a whistle.
Hey, by the time that whistle blew, everybody was in the door.
Oh, we was already in the door. Oh my goodness, man! You kids, you know what? I don't even feel bad no more. Y'all got it way better than we got it.
Yeah, exactly. They just don't know.
They don't know. They don't appreciate it. But we didn't appreciate stuff when we was in high school either. We didn't. Sorry, that's okay.
Hey. I think last week we picked about 12 games.
12 games, I think, is what we picked.
How'd you do?
7-5. It's a winning record. I'm okay. Well, listen.
I was 10-2.
I should be 8-4, but woulda, coulda, shoulda. But I let my heart choose. Let my heart choose. That's what happened.
Yeah, one of my losses was with my heart, but I should have been 12-0.
Yeah. You won. It's okay. Dad's 1-0. I'll put a graphic up. Dad's 1-0. He's got me. So go down. Let's run down them.
Yeah, the games we picked last week, we had Gadsden City and Muscle Shoals. Of course, Muscle Shoals won, and we picked Gadsden City. You know what I mean? A Rab and Abbeville.
Man, Abbeville, man. Abbeville, man. It was a game, dog. It was a game.
I know it, man. Hey, I think A-Rab came back to win, right?
A-Rab came. Albertville scored. They were up, I believe, 14-12. I think it was like 14-12, somewhere in there. Everybody was excited, and A-Rab, they had one of those drives. Hey, when you go to A-Rab, it's like when you go to Fort Payne. You're down 14-0 already when you get there. So
yeah, we're.
They got a little love. Yeah, they got it. They got a little love. A-Rab, I think there was it was a little bit of a controversy going into it, but A-Rab ended up driving, scored 18-14. So it was a ball game. The Aggies might win a game this year, dog.
We'll
talk about it in a minute, but they might win a game this year, dog.
We went with Geraldine and Sardis.
See, this is the one I changed with my heart. Yeah, I changed with your heart, and they got dog walked. They got dog walked.
And that was without Jordan, man.
Yeah.
That was the running back's name that we couldn't think of.
Jordan Langford. Man. Is it Langford? Was that
something like that?
Jordan yes. Langford.
Yeah, Jordan Langford. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Jordan Langford, man.
Oh, yeah. I ran into the Geraldine guys. I went to Waffle House when I left work. They played they played Thursday, didn't they?
Yes.
I went to the Waffle House and I ran into the guys, and he was in there with his guys, man, limping along, but he was there. So yeah, shout out to Geraldine, man. Big win. I think it was like 41-14. It was a dog walk.
Big win. Hey, told you, Mike Davis got them boys ready to play.
They rolling.
Then one game we thought that was Thursday night, but they changed to Friday. That was Hoover and IMG. Yeah, Hoover IMG, and we both went with IMG.
Thanks, IMG. Thank you. Man, y'all put their head in the dirt. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. That made me happy. I was hate watching. Hey, if you're watching it, I was hate watching the whole time. I'm glad IMG put them boys in the dirt. Oh, sorry. Okay, we're good. Go ahead.
Then we had Scottsburg and Fort Payne.
Oh.
Hey, I watched three quarters of that game, man. Scottsburg was the better team. Fort Payne just fought hard at home and squeaked out the victory, 21-19?
Hey, when you go to Fort Payne, you down 14-0 off the rip.
Hey, but with the point spread, we won.
Oh, yeah. 100%. We won. But man, I think I picked Scottsboro. I don't know who you picked. I picked Scottsboro. They lost.
We both picked Scottsboro.
So we both lost on that.
Yeah, we lost on that one, man. And then it's another game you lost.
Off the heart, North man. Jackson, off the heart, man.
Yeah, off your heart. North Jackson, Sylvania.
Yeah, that was it.
North Jackson, I think, beat them 20-0.
That's not too bad, but it just looks bad on the scoreboard. It ain't too bad, but
yeah,
it just looks it looks worse than it is.
Oh yeah, definitely. Then we had Piedmont Cherokee County.
Surprise of the night for a lot of us. This is a lot of surprise of the night.
I picked Piedmont though. I told you to field the champions, boy. You ain't gonna go down there playing around.
I think like Dad said, it was Piedmont Cherokee County. Cherokee County was supposed to come in and kind of run this thing, but no.
Yeah.
At the field of champions, Piedmont, it was a blowout almost.
Yeah, I think they scored late to get on the board. I'm not sure, but hey, Piedmont came out on that one. Then we had Gaston and Asbury.
Gaston did that thing, man.
They did the thing to him, boy.
Whereas I ain't gonna talk down on Asbury, man. Shout out to those kids going to play. I don't have any hate in my heart for Asbury, but shout out to Gaston and Randy Dupree, his first win in the system. So hey, shout out Gaston.
Right. Glencoe Southeastern, we both have. I think you picked Glencoe too, right?
I picked Glencoe.
Yeah, we picked Glencoe.
7-0. What was it? 7-6, 7-0. So it was a defensive game there.
Yeah, defensive game. Man. Yeah. So, hey. Then Gunnersville, Southside.
Yes, Gunnersville won. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's another one I was hate watching. Yeah. Them boys put them in the dirt. I was hate watching. Yes.
Then the next game, man, you was hating on my boys, man. But it almost, your prediction almost came true. Jacksonville, Etowah, man.
Jacksonville
beat Etowah 40.
I'm glad. 45-7. They put the belt to the bottom. I'm happy. I am so happy. Etowah, I'll be thinking all this and that. I'm glad y'all lost. Big time.
Hey, well,
I told you, he calling the plays. He had a point to prove, and he proved that point.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Cubs, man. They put up 45 that first game. In the last one we had, hey, it was closer than what everybody thought, man. Hey, Kusa actually had the lead in this game.
I thought it was going to be last year.
Yeah. No, hey, Rush Bros.
I don't know, man. Yeah, there's still a lot of questions with Rush, man. Still a lot.
I know.
It's because I was just, where the when my line of work and stuff, just hearing different people saying different things, man. I'll talk to you off the stream and stuff, but it's just, you know, it's still a little bit of questions and stuff about old Rush, his tactics, how he runs his system and stuff. But hey,
we both picked Pierce Georgia, so we both won that game. So,
but it was close. So Kusa might compete this year. It was close. It was close.
Oh yeah, I expect him to win 2-8, but that's just me.
I don't know.
That's it. Just me. That's
it. All right. Time for the bread and butter, Dad. This is what we made the show for. This is what we're going to do. Week one picks last week. Remember, it was week zero. Now it's week one picks. Three Thursday night games on the slate. First game, we're picking between Hoax Bluff at Southside. I hate watching, but I got to pick Southside against Hoax Bluff. Big rivalry game, Etowah County. Southside, I think, pulls this one out pretty easily.
Yeah, give me Southside, too. I love Coach Rob at Hoax Bluff, though. But hey, while you picking them, remember, Hoax Bluff won last year.
That's true. Nah, I ain't gonna change it up though. I changed last week. I ain't doing that again. I'm not gonna change it.
I think Southside bounced back. I think they bounced back from that Gunnersville loss.
I'm hate watching. Remember that. But I got Southside.
Yeah.
Pisgah Fife. Hey, Fife's on the ropes. Maplesville made them boys look kind of bad. Got Fife on the road. I'm going to pick Fife because I don't like picking against them. Pisgah at Fife. That's game two on a Thursday night slate. I got Fife.
You got Fife?
Got Fife.
I'm worried about Pisgah, too. I don't know, you know, with getting a new coach this year, but, hey, them boys gritty, man. I go up there and call basketball sometimes. They hard-nosed guys. So is Fife. I'm gonna go Fife
because, like we talked about in the studio. We talked about in the studio, man. If you lose a playmaker, you lose a dog that does everything like Logan Anderson. You ace in the hole. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who blocking for him. It's tough. Right. It's tough because people's game plan. The reason their other guy, I think his name's Ryder. He's the quarterback now, or he was quarterback last year too. But last year, everybody worried about where Logan Anderson was going on the play. Old buddy can boot out the backside and do what he got to do. Now y'all don't have that ace in the hole anymore, so everybody can actually game plan for Fife and not just one person. So,
right.
Like Dad said, it might be that close, but I got Fife.
I'm going close.
Got game three, Thursday night slate, Cedar Bluff at Collinsville. I'm going to go Collinsville. It was one of those. It's kind of a flip, but I'm going to go Collinsville in that one.
Yeah, I see the Panthers being too much for them, man. They got a good little group up there. I don't see you see the Bluff hanging with Collinsville.
Yeah, we're going to go Collinsville that one. We're going to go. Now, Dad, tell them what we got on Friday night slate.
Friday night, man, the first game we're going to go with, man, is another big one for Fort Payne. They got two right at the bop. They play Gunnersville. Fort Payne at Gunnersville.
Hate watching, hoping y'all lose. Now y'all going, y'all got to go somewhere where you down 14-0. Y'all got to go to Gunnersville. You down 14-0 already. Give me Gunnersville in another blowout. I don't care. Don't care.
I got Gunnersville too, man. Gunnersville, man.
I don't care. Do not care.
Yeah. What about Oxford? Oxford at Moody.
Oxford.
Who you got?
Oxford. That one really wasn't a question for me. Oxford.
Are you for it? Yeah. I'm going to go against you. I'm going to take Moody. No, I'm going to take Moody.
I got Oxford on that one. I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close.
You don't think it's close?
Don't think it's close.
Y'all heard Trey. It's not close.
Not close.
I'm picking Moody. Just because, you know what I'm saying? In the next game, everybody know who he got. You know, he would trust with that guy in the city. You know, Titans.
For pick's sake, Titans. I'm picking Hewitt. Listen, for pick's sake. I'm down in the picks. I'm down in the picks.
For pick's sake,
I'm picking Hewitt. But my heart, I'm hoping it's not true. I'm picking Hewitt, but I'm hoping it's not true.
We bias with the Titans. I'm still going to pick them now. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that Hewitt squad, man. That Hewitt squad is different this year.
Hey, they're different, man. But, hey, I'm looking for a big improvement between week one and week two. You know what I mean? Definitely. Looking for that. Hey, another little rivalry up there.
Backyard brawl, man. The backyard brawl. Huh? The backyard brawl, brother.
Abbeville. Who you got?
Listen, I say this because I work up in this city and I don't want people running me away. I'm going to go Abbeville because, I'll tell you why, this might be the only chance they got left to win a game this year.
Okay. I agree with you on that.
So I'm going Abbeville because they're not bad. Hey, they played a heck of a game. There is a night and day difference from last year.
I got you, but I'm picking Boaz.
I'm going to go Abbeville because it's the last chance, I think, to win a game this year. And I say that with the most love because I'm just honest. But, hey, he's got Boaz. I got Abbeville. We'll check back in a few days.
Hey, the next one, we got A-Rap going to Cherokee County.
I look Cherokee County to redeem themselves this week.
I got to agree with you on that one.
I think A-Rab's a little bit down, I think, this year, just watching the game. They're, you know, a little bit less firepower than they had last year. So I'm going to see Cherokee County to redeem themselves this week.
All right. Okay. Step down here in Etowah County. We got Glencoe going to Westbrook.
I'm going to take old Steve Smith's Warriors over there, man. I'm going to take Westbrook in that one. Glencoe, they got a defense for sure. But I'm going to take Westbrook. I'm going to take Westbrook in that one.
I'm agree with that. Westbrook hadn't played yet. It's going to be their first game, I think. They didn't play last week.
They didn't.
Yeah. It's hard to go against Steve Smith sometimes, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to take Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to skip this next one and save it for last. Okay. We got Sandrock at West End.
Sandrock's a gritty team, too.
Right.
I'm going to probably go with Sandrock. West End, they're still, you know, I think they're still a little down, so I'm gonna have to go Sandrock on that one.
I'm gonna go against you again. I'm gonna go with West End. I'm gonna go West.
Showing love to the Etowah County teams.
Oh yeah,
no, they're in Etowah County, aren't they? Yeah, that's Etowah County.
Yeah. They're at the end of Etowah County.
It's like a line. It's like right there.
If you squeeze too hard, you'll be in Blount County if you leave West End. So they're at the end of it. You know what I mean? All right. Now this last pick we're going with. You know why. It has flavor. You know what I mean? It's Pell City at Coosa.
What you got?
The
people that don't want to know that don't know why. Old Rush, that was his school when he made his comeback here in Alabama.
Right.
I wrote Coosa down, so I'm going to go with Coosa.
Yeah. I was going to say, before you pick, Coosa won last year.
I wrote Coosa down as my pick. I'm going to stick with it. I got Coosa winning that one. They got to go to Coosa, too. So, yeah, I'm going to keep Coosa.
Yeah, I think Coosa beat them last year at Pell City, so I don't see them giving that up again, you know what I mean? They may be a 2A school and Pell City 6A, but...
Pell City 6A?
Pell City 6A.
Lord, they get beat down a lot because I don't hear nothing about them in 6A.
I think Rush scheduled that game for Kuzla to help him out when he was still at Pell City. You know what I mean?
And now he's looking to.
Exactly.
You know what? Hey, I'm keeping Kuzla, man.
I'm gonna pick him.
Because Pell City is one of them teams, man. It's just.
You never know what you're going to get with Pell City, so hey.
And like we say every week, man, anything can happen in Friday night football.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man.
Man, that's Thursday picks, Friday night picks. Any games in particular you excited to watch, besides Gadsden City, because you'll be there, but any games you excited to keep an eye on, keep an ear out for?
I think that Oxford Moody is going to be good. I think that'll be good.
I don't see it being a good game. I know that's probably a foreign topic right now. I just don't see that one being good.
I think so, but I've been wrong before.
Hey, I'm excited to keep my ear out for the backyard brawl. Albertville. That one, it's a lot of this going on already. So it's like, Hey,
if Albertville beat Boaz, y'all better talk it up on WQSB, man. I'm gonna do it early. If Albertville beat Boaz, I'm nominating them for Team of the Week.
I'll be make sure to send that to the people that make that decision. I don't make those decisions.
I know you don't, but I'm going to nominate them as Team of the Week if they beat them. Unless, I take that back, unless Columbia wins.
Oh, yeah, that we are. No, yeah. If Columbia wins, I'll vouch for them. Backyard Brawl, excited to look forward to hear about that one. Oxford Moody could probably end up being a good game. But yeah, that's what we got for week one and week two. Got any closing thoughts?
Hey, man, just hope everybody keep watching. Hope y'all enjoy what we're doing, man. We're just two guys with an opinion, having fun talking to each other. So, hey, keep watching.
And one thing I forgot to do last week, and I won't forget to do it, make sure you remember, keep Jesus first in your life. Jesus loves you.
No,
I love you. I'm proud of you, and I'm glad you're still here. Never know what somebody's going through. So, hey, make sure you tell somebody you love them. Dad, I love you. We love you guys.
Hey, love you.
Hey, and we out.
Peace.